All right, good evening on this beautiful Wednesday, July 17th. We go on the air fairly early. Thank you, BBS, for making this possible for us to be heard worldwide. Today, we have our If You Have Questions, We Have Answers show. This is where you can submit a question per email to Win, and he will select the questions that he will ask during the show. You can submit a question to the email address of questions at intelligent-infinity.com. Questions at intelligent-infinity.com. And our sources from the Ra Group and Elohim Group will speak through Terry Brown and answer those questions that men will ask. As we are still a little bit away from the hour, and we await for people to join in per conference call, I'm going to play a song from Win. Here goes. Recycled Pain.
Yes, I got this hurt inside. I tried to lay on you. Spoke the same old words of love, but the feelings weren't true. And though you made me feel good for a little while, that hurt came back again. Just another case of recycled pain. Just another case of recycled pain. It's another case of recycled pain. Yes, I had been blaming you for these feelings that I had. Yes, I had been naming you responsible for all the bad. Shifting responsibility, temporarily easing my shame. Just another case of recycled pain. It's another case of recycled pain. Just another case of recycled pain. Thank you. God, give me the wisdom to know just what is mine. In this world of changing faces, changing feelings, changing minds, and when I say I love you, I mean to give sunshine, not rain, or another piece of recycled pain. It's another case of recycled pain, just another case of recycled pain.
We had a caller join in. Good evening to you. Please say your name by location.
Hi, it's Debbie from Costa Mesa.
Hello, Debbie. Welcome.
Hi, Ice. How you doing?
Doing well, thank you.
Excellent.
And
the next caller, we welcome you.
Dharmananda.
Dharmananda, welcome. And another person joined in. Welcome to you. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Terry in Sedona.
Hello, Terry. Welcome.
Hi.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Terry. It's Debbie.
Hi, Debbie.
How you doing, sweetheart? Hey.
I'm doing good.
Send me your information when you get a chance, okay? We'll check your go for your book talk thingy.
Oh, did you send me an email?
I did. Well, not an email. I just sent you a little message on the your book talk GoFundMe, whatever it is.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
Well, no, it's not a big wow, but it's a little wow.
Okay.
Thank you. It's enough for a burger and maybe a drink. I don't know.
Another person joined in. Welcome to you. Please say your name and location.
I'm going to start driving.
Be safe. Yes, hello, this is Wynn in Sedona. Welcome, Wynn.
You guys at Picasso's?
I can't hear you.
You want me to leave you this box? Sure,
hello, Wynn.
Okay.
All right, let's go, Terry.
Good evening,
sorry,
welcome to the conference call.
Sorry to eat. Hi, it's Jane in Pennsylvania.
Hello, Jane. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. Sorry, Terry, I interrupted your talking.
I what?
You were talking. I interrupted you. My apologies.
Oh.
Or was it background
yeah.
talk?
Background.
All right. Somebody else joining on the call. Thank you for being here. Please say your name by location.
I'm in Northern Ohio. Hi, Ice. Hi, Terry. Hi, everybody.
Good evening, Don. Welcome.
That looks delicious.
All right. It is delicious. It is delicious.
I'm taking one little corner. Well, it's fresh up there.
You're making us all hungry, Win.
I just ate.
And I welcome all the folks that are listening in online through BBS Radio. Thank you for being here. Good evening to you. And if you want to submit a question for tonight's show, you can do so per email at questions@intelligent-infinity.com. questions@intelligent-infinity.com. Another caller joined in live. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hello, hi, it's Jeannie in Citrus Heights.
Hi, Jeannie, welcome.
Hi, thank you.
Hi, Jeannie.
I'm leaving my...
Hi, Wynn.
I welcome the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Hi, Barb from Ohio.
Hello, Barb. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi, Barb.
Hi.
Somebody else joined in. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hi, hi. So it's Mary Eileen in Cincinnati.
Hello, Mary Eileen. Welcome.
Hi. Hi, Don. Hi, everybody.
Cincinnati. All right. And two more callers, sir, and welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Roger in Austin.
Hello, Roger. Good evening. Welcome.
Hi.
Hey, Roger.
Hi, Don.
Hey, Lauren. Lauren from Forks, Washington.
Hello, Lauren. Good evening to you. Welcome.
Hi, Lauren.
Hello, Lauren. Hello, Roger.
And the next caller, welcome. Please say your name and location. You don't have to do so. We welcome you. Thank you for being here. The email address, one more time, is questions@intelligent-infinity.com. You can email any question, and Wynn will go through those questions during the call, during the show, and ask some, if not all, of them. Good evening to the next person here. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Terry from Dallas.
Hello, Terry. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Sue.
Hi, Don.
Wynn and Terry are both present here on the phone call, the conference call. They are getting the situation into gear.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, everybody. Hi.
Terry, are you on the road with Wynn?
Yeah. But I'm here.
All right. Good.
Okay. Okay. Is Wynn checked in yet?
He is his present, but he has not checked in yet, no. The phone line is present.
Oh, good. Okay. Hi. Okay.
You guys have a happy hour addiction, right or not?
Yep.
Somebody else joined in. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Positive greetings. Hi from Sedona. It's Raiden.
Hello, Raiden.
Hi, Raiden.
Hi,
Nick.
Hi, Raiden.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, Raiden.
Hi. Is that Jeannie?
The last one who said hi is Terry from Dallas.
Oh, hi, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
Two red roses plucked from the sun, set in a vase on the window ledge, watching the world from their petals' edge. Two red roses so alone, two red roses with no home. And they cry, cry, cry for the people say, oh, how nice. Two roses look on the window's ledge, watching the world from their petals' edge. Two red roses so alone. Two red roses with no home. And they cry, cry, cry for the earth. The days pass, oh so fast. The roses weaken, for there is no sap. Their pretty bodies conceal the fact. Two red roses so alone. Two red roses with no home. And they cry, cry, cry for the earth. Soon the petals drop like falling tears. All that's left are two withered stems. But now they're lying in the garbage can. Two red roses so alone. Two red roses with no home. And they cry, cry, cry for the earth.
Welcome, everyone, to, if you have questions, we have answers.
You have to go to the bathroom?
No, I don't have to go to the bathroom.
This is called live reality channeling.
You better go now. We got a couple hours.
Lynn and Terry, you coming back from Red?
Don Herman.
Yeah.
Do you want to be standby for with the microphone at Whole Planet Healing?
Greet people?
Yes.
Sure, yeah, I can do that.
Rudy,
well, I probably won't get there early.
Okay, that's fine.
Is Prudy here tonight?
She's not here, no. She cannot make it to Whole Planet Healing.
I don't hear you, Terry. Hang up now. Did you hear that?
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please stay near my location.
Oh, hi, everyone. Shirley from Columbus, Ohio.
Good evening to you, Shirley. Welcome.
Hi, Shirley.
Hi, Shirley.
Hi. Hello.
Hi, Shirley.
Hey, Lauren. Is there such a thing as... Oh, hold on. I forgot the word.
Is there such a thing as what?
Hold on, I got to remember what I was trying to ask you.
Okay. No, no.
It might be a while.
Dawg's got some timer's disease.
Hold no, hold your head sideways a little bit to the left.
Is Abby on the line?
Negative. No.
Oh, I remembered. Is there such a thing as a gluon?
Yeah. Some physicists' imagination, they've labeled it everything, but doesn't necessarily mean it's actual, you know, a fundamental particle or anything like that.
Huh? Why don't the protons in the nucleus fly apart?
When it's within the nucleus itself, within the atom, the protons are basically a field. It's non-existent as a particle.
Mm-hmm.
And only when it's when that vortex, if you will, releases from the atom, do you actually see it as a positively charged particle, proton?
Yeah. The thing Terry was channeling about. So really, it's just spinning energy.
Yeah. Basically, a vortex of dynamics of space itself with a particular characteristic to it. And that spin is the vortex type spin.
Right.
Right. And then, like, they were seeing, like, where they, like, as they spin, they, like, one can overlap the other, and then it's like a particle, but then it spins past it, and it blinks off, and then it blinks on, and it blinks off.
That's another question.
I had some background noise. See that again, Terry?
They were saying that, like, the vortex is spinning, and then you have another vortex where there would be an overlapping of energies, and it appears like a particle. But then the spin moves on, and the supposed particle blinks off.
Yeah, it comes in. It's actually imagine this master vortex, if you will.
Yeah.
Big one, and then when it's split, and it can split up into forming these subsidiary vortexes that are floating around separate from that, because it's basically talking about this vortex and a counter vortex also that's all within the same space, so it forms a toroid type shape to it.
And then you can
drift between spherical to toroidal and back again, so that sort of thing, and distend and all that. But it's forming think of this as not a singularity per se, exclusively. Since we're talking about the motion of space itself, the field is in motion.
Right.
And so we're talking about the creation and the motion of space itself and these different dynamics. It can protrude outwardly, forming a hologram.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then these holograms can become part of a
Terry.
An experience.
Terry, I'm going to shut you off. Okay.
You're going to shut me off.
I don't mean I'm going to shut you off. I mean, it's 6:20. It's later than I wanted to start. Okay.
Okay. So, I'm ready. As much. I'm here.
Oh, thank you.
Muted. This conference is being recorded.
This is July 17th, 2019. Wynn and Terry in Sedona, Arizona, and everybody everywhere. And this is our Wednesday night call where people submit questions, and they are answered usually by our sources. And we have been communicating with what identifies itself as a conglomeration of two group souls. One is the Elohim group, and the other is the Ra group. The Elohim group is made up of entities which had a long series of physical incarnations and graduated this realm. And there's, I think, 100 million of them. And they team together on the other side to act as a helper and guide for planetary populations that are still going through reincarnational cycles. The Elohim group identifies itself as the group soul that created the universe. They existed as pure energy, awarenesses, no bodies, and they collaborated on how to create frequencies that would start the beginning of persistence, which was the beginning of the physical universe. And these two group souls have different perspectives. The Elohim is more powerful. The other group soul, made up of graduates, which is the Ra group, has certain wisdoms that the Elohim group does not have because they graduated this realm. They got trapped in it and graduated. And if you're listening to this call, there's a very good chance that you are trapped in this realm. And so knowing how to get untrapped is a good thing. And my co-host and channel is Terry Brown. And Terry, would you like to say hello?
Hello. Hi, everybody. Can you hear me?
I hear you.
Okay.
Were you muted? Were you muted?
I was muted, yeah.
Oh, that was record time unmuting yourself.
Right? Okay. Yes.
All right. So, we're going to start. We're going to do an invocation of protection. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light. Surround and protect each person on this call. And any negativity, be taken to the highest realms of light and be transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. We create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
Yes, we greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. It is our joy when we are able to make contact with each and every one of you who is listening or will listen. If we ever say anything that does not make sense to you, disregard it. It does not apply to you. Sometimes if a person has a question, it may be your question too, but the answer may be totally different. So the answers are tailored for the particular person who asked the question. We are delighted to be with you. Do you have questions?
Yes, we do. And our first question is from Antonio. And it's about time he asked this question. That's what I told him. And why do I get panic attacks? And how can I get them under control? Is it a past life incident? Things trigger me. Do I have something blocked?
You're a very sensitive individual. And many people have things blocked, but you do not have blocked. And so you are more sensitive to the energies. It was your past, the things in your past that have alerted you to be more sensitive. We look at this further here. You are sensitive to the energies around you, the sensitive to the astrology of an area where the planets and the moon have some effect. You are sensitive to the earth energies, so that earthquake pressures and stresses can register with you. Let us look deeper. You do have a past life incident where you were heavily traumatized when you were exposed to some environmental problems, and even further, where you were exposed to trauma from some of your close relatives, not this life, but in the past, where things did not go well, and we are looking at it right now, so it may be triggering a potential panic attack to simply look at the situation that was created in a past life. And just let it pass, let it move through, just let it move through you. And as it gets triggered sometimes, then just let it move through. Eventually, it will wear itself out and play itself out. We take a look. If you could get some past, looking at your past life and have help with that, that could help to relieve the stress in that area. In the meantime, as you experience it, look at the different circumstances, what happened just before the panic attack, to see what might be the triggers. Was somebody yelling? Was the dog wanting to go out immediately? Or what was going on at that time? Thank you.
When he feels a panic attack coming on, because he gets panic attacks just from taking a walk in the world sometimes. When he feels one coming on, what can he say to himself or do to help that?
Just that you are okay and notice the surroundings around you that are stable. Notice if there's anything going on around you that's irregular, that you should be aware of and avoid. Just observe and feel your feet under you, feel the earth under your feet, feel your surroundings. Of course, there is an earthquake vibration, then feel it, let it pass, and find stability within your surroundings. Thank you.
Thank you. Question from Don Herman. Karma seems to be contrary to the idea of free will. I don't think I asked this last week, did I?
No.
No. Are people really controlled by karma? Thank you. Don Herman in Ohio.
Karma creates a hologram when, say, an incident is happening. A hologram is created, or it's part of a hologram, and a person is aware of it and sensitive to it because it can be traumatic. And then later on, when a similar circumstance happens, since everything is part of a hologram, when similar circumstances happen, one can fill in the missing parts with a hologram and think that it is going to be something similar to before, which it may not be. They act or react in a way that they feel will get them through it, or that there is some particular way to act. We take a moment. Let's say that there is something. Give us a moment. Let's say that he has an incident where there are bright lights, and the lights occur just before a crash. And then sometime when they are driving another life later, and then they see the lights, it could trigger the fear that there's going to be a crash, and they might jerk the wheel away, or they might act in a way that protected them or didn't even protect them, but led them into a crash. They might see that, okay, all these circumstances are similar, and so when this happens, then they would be more likely to lose control of the car. It is a matter of the original hologram and whatever life and what happened there. And they are getting in another life. It's a similar circumstance. And so this would tend to recreate the hologram. Maybe they have a way of acting that got them through that particular original incident. And then it later life, they think that they should act the same way. And then it can lead them to the same result of the original thing that happened. Now, karma can be dispensed with if one can go to the original incident and see what the parameters of it was and how a person reacted, and that it was something that was applicable to that situation and not to future situations, and that they could free themselves from karma. Karma isn't something that you have to re-experience. If you know the parameters of what it was that you originally experienced and are able to see the differences between now and then, and in fact to even give up that way of responding to a new circumstance.
Thank you. If someone is doing spiritual work and they're in a spiritual group, and say they're monks and they're in a highly vibrational retreat, does that have any effect on a person's karma?
We see that the circumstance is similar, perhaps, to another circumstance in which the karma is triggered. And whether they're in a spiritual retreat or not, they're still subject to that particular trigger. So a person can be in a spiritual place, and it might help because there are people around that they can talk to and can help calm them and help them see more about what is going on with them. But they still need to handle that particular piece of trigger and karma that might not key in. It might not be something that is triggered in three lifetimes, say, because the circumstances don't show up to trigger it. But then the fourth lifetime, it could possibly trigger.
Thank you. Next question is from Abby in Palm Springs area. And she's having trouble walking. The doctors are telling her she needs a hip replacement. And she asks, is that the only solution for her issue at this time?
We would suggest to check out alternative means as you have expressed the desire to find other ways of possibly handling that. There are different supplements, nutrients that could possibly help rebuild the area in the hip. There are possibly we look at a chiropractor that has the ability, much like some other healers, to be able to gradually work with the individual and to be even able to, energy-wise, to give support to the hip area without potential surgery.
Thank you. Were you referring to that chiropractor that Terry goes to, David Milgram?
David Milgram does have both abilities, some Filipino psychic surgeons do have some of those abilities. Some Indian masters in India do have similar abilities to help to rebuild and restructure the energy of an area that the ultimate physical reality hip is based on.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Next question. This is my question. In the first stages of creation, there had to be, I would assume, some kind of initial ground growth. But there may not have been humanoid bodies at that point. Were the Elohim able to project light bodies into the realm in a similar manner that the Ra group did in Egypt to become the ground crew for creation?
In the matter of Egypt, they were projecting physical bodies into the realm, spiritual, physical. And in the Elohim, they were able to develop mentally ability to create holograms for which then energy could collect around and could become manifest in the realm.
Mm-hmm. So they were doing that, and they could then work the physical of this realm and then go back to the Elohim place.
It was much more complicated than that. The original holograms were very thin, but projecting much like a movie on a mask, on a screen. The resultant later human in the third dimension was the result of many conjunctive energies that learned to work together through being formatted by energy systems that would then take form and hold.
Mm-hmm. And then in the Edgar Cayce material, it was indicated that he never used the word Elohim, but beings from Source came into the realm, and initially they would go back and forth, but then many of them got stuck here when they, through the experience of sexual expression.
Yes. There is a sexual pleasure that would be experienced that they would wish to solidify and to re-experience. And so it's not only sexual energy, but the pleasure of eating or the pleasure of energy manifestation, the simple pleasures of living in the third density, and to titillate the spirits that were occupying the bodies.
Thank you. And when that was happening, did the Elohim lose? They were not birthed into this realm. They were projecting into the realm.
Well, at the beginning, however, as some Elohim wish to manifest in a life experience, then they can be birthed.
Mm-hmm. But that would be more apt to get them trapped in the realm than projecting into the realm. Yes?
Either one could intrigue someone to want to continue in the realm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. Question from Isis. I heard today from a light worker I follow that a big event could happen in January of 2020. Saturn and Pluto will be conjunct on this date. The last time these planets were positioned, we had a world war. From where you are, do you think that could be a possibility? Is there anything we can do to help anchor the love light and help any event occur smoothly? Any comments or insights would be appreciated.
Thank you. When the bigger picture and all of the vectors that make up a hologramic event, when they are all or even some of them are present, then it is potentially possible for it to trigger a similar event. When something has occurred and the hologram has become very fixed in human experience, that when pieces of the hologram again begin to manifest, it can again manifest a similar result.
Thank you. The Ra group would talk about vortexes, spinning vortexes, which were the basic building block of creation. I think the word they used was toroid wave radiation.
Yes.
Were these beginning building blocks, the foundational building blocks, all the same frequency?
So they were a combination of frequencies, and different frequencies have different results when they are combined. So all the building blocks we look to see if there is a major building block, just that there are spinning energies and vortexes and toroid shapes, which are projected and are put together by it's a conjuring of awareness and consciousness out of this field that then takes on an energy of its own and combines together. There are different elements in the table of elements, and they are different combinations of fluid spinning energies in different frequencies and different speeds, and they create an environment.
Thank you. Next question is, what's the process by which animals evolve spiritually? Can an animal end up becoming a spiritual master after enough time comes by, or is an animal limited to its maximum expansion?
Give us a moment. Animals tend to be self-limiting because they have developed a pattern of life, and they have found that that experience gives them the life within that form, and they develop different aspects that if a person was a human, they wouldn't. However, if the spirit was very adventurous and wished to then go outside the limitations and the bond of that animal, then they could move into another form. However, let's see, you have one form, say a horse, and the person develops all the sense of four legs and running and how it is to be a horse, how it is to have sense of a horse. They tend to become comfortable with that range of responses, and then they tend to not wish to move into another species, like a human, which would walk with two legs and would have a whole more complex way of acting to the surroundings. So once a person develops a pattern, or a spirit develops a pattern of how it is to be a particular form, it is sort of hard for them to jump species. We take, for instance, an insect who has a little life form, and they become terrified of circumstances, of certain predatory animals, and they develop this whole range of responses. It would be hard for them to jump species and to operate in a different set of circumstances.
How about an animal like a chimpanzee or an ape, which has characteristics that are more similar to a human?
Yes, that is possible, that they are more likely to jump species and to move into a human form.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, you know what? That's it for tonight. I think we got all the questions. And I thank you so much for coming forward and answering our questions. Do you have any closing comments?
I still have a question.
Hello?
For this week, did you see
yeah,
this?
Yeah. Yes,
maybe. Why don't I see it?
Yeah, I sent one in too.
Aside from the karma one.
Yeah, that was last week, actually. You read last week's question. or else I did something wrong on my email, which is also possible.
I put questions at intelligence disability.
Well, what's your question, Dharmananda?
I know that 5G says it. They say it might sterilize women. What other health effects might it have on us once we get 5G?
Could you repeat that, Wynn?
I didn't get it. Say it again.
Yeah, what health effects will 5G have on us besides sterilizing all women?
Well, let's just leave an open question.
What effect would sterilizing all women have?
No, what's the effect of 5G on humans? You know,
on humans.
Let me just say very quickly, and I'll just say this. The higher the frequencies, the more deeper it gets into your system. And one time I had an image in my mind, like if you take a bunch of golf balls and put them on a platter, and you move the platter back and forth very slowly, the golf balls will move, will just move with the platter. But if you start moving the platter back and forth fast, the golf balls will develop their own independent motion and lose their relationship with each other as it was initially started. So what happens is, as you increase the frequency, you move your molecules, and you move the structures that make up your body back and forth, which is what causes high frequencies to be more destructive. Just like a microwave is high frequency. And if something cellular gets in a microwave, it heats it up, as everybody knows. So he's asking, what's the negative impact of the frequencies of 5G on human health?
It is the wrong spin. It tends to fry the individual rather than to work in sync with a biological organism. So it creates potential cancer, potential erratic motion within the cells that are trying to respond to the frequencies of the 5G. Can create spots or spaces wherein the biological life will not be able to survive well. And begin to deform or die. So a device is needed when in the field of 5G to be able to transfer the spin of the energies to something that is beneficial spit that would add to life rather than to fry it.
Are they using 5G to kill us all?
You know what? We can't ask anymore. We've got to get off now.
All right.
Okay. So we're going to move into Whole Planet Healing, 7 o'clock. They're cutting us off. So thank you all for being here. Thank you for your questions. And thank you, Terry. Thank you, our source, for answering. And we will see you, those of you that show up, in just a minute.
Unmuted.